Today we had Lori Blythe on today, phenomenal agent. And it's one of those things that she didn't really think about it for the longest time doing this in her career, but she was a registered nurse and then she transitioned into being a real estate agent. And it is phenomenal, her story and how she ended up changing what she did and now is still helping people. And she's certified in working with seniors and she allows them to help her increase her business and everything, and found her niche that she does phenomenally well with. So if you are looking for an agent, or if you are looking for somebody to talk about real estate, or you need to help somebody to transition as they're working in being a senior and everything and going to a smaller home or assisted living, she is the one you need to work with. So give her a call and definitely listen to the rest of this. Thank you.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, your ultimate guide to the dynamic world of real estate in Indiana. And I'm Rick Ripma, your hardworking mortgage guy, and I've been in real estate and mortgages for over 24 years.
And I'm Ian Arnold, a loan officer on Rick's hardworking mortgage team, and we are both with Advisors Mortgage Group. Together, we'll empower you with expert advice, market trends, and successful stories from guru realtors and local experts.
Whether you're a homeowner, investor, or pro, join us as we navigate the thriving Indy real estate market.
Now, get ready to unlock the doors of success, one episode at a time.
We have Lori Blythe here, and thank you for joining us and everything. And so let's get into a little bit about your past, because I know now you're becoming a seasoned guru for real estate, but this wasn't your first career.
No, I was a nurse prior to becoming a real estate agent. So I did that for over 20 years. I started out as a student in the emergency department at Wishart Hospital. And after working there, I graduated and I worked in the intensive care unit in the trauma ICU. Was working on my master's at that time, got my master's in nursing. And then I worked with a group of surgeons who did bariatric surgery. And I was at IU North for almost 10 years after that. So long time being a nurse, and just decided that maybe I needed a change. But part of that change came because IU Health went through a budget crisis and there were several people that were let go, given severance packages. I was one of those folks that got a severance package and had to find something different. So I bounced around different nursing jobs, didn't really find anything that was really hitting home. Got into home health care, and at that time, going in and out of different restaurants to go to the bathroom, actually, I ran into who is now my current managing broker. But at the time we were acquaintances, and she was like, you know, if you ever decide to change careers, let me know. And I was like, you know, I've been a nurse for so long, I probably won't, but I'll take your number and thank you. And so fast forward a few weeks later, I was in Hobby Lobby and I met up with, I saw a former colleague of mine and she was a nurse. And I hadn't seen her probably in 10 years or more, and just making small talk and, you know, she was said, you know, how you doing? What are you doing these days? And I was telling her. And so I asked her the same thing. She goes, you'll never believe what I'm doing. I'm doing real estate. And I was like, shut up. No way. And so that was like my second little like, what is this real estate thing about? And then fast forward again, a few weeks later, I was at the gym and early in the morning, like at 5 a.m., and I saw a friend of mine who I know very well, and I knew she was a real estate agent, just encouraging her, saying, you know, keep up the good work. And she then said to me, have you ever thought about going into real estate? And I was like, okay, maybe it's time to check out this real estate thing. And so I did. And that's kind of what led me to real estate. So,
all right. So I always like to ask this question. So Everybody was out messaging you about, hey, real estate.
Yeah.
But what was your thought process on real estate, what it was compared to the reality check once you got into it?
So, I mean, of course, everybody knows that as a real estate agent, you buy and sell houses. or help people buy and sell houses. I don't do that. So that was what I knew it to be. And it still is that realistically, but there's a lot of things that are behind the scenes that I wasn't aware of in terms of, you know, navigating and education and writing the offer in such a way that it can be a little competitive, but yet not cost the buyer as much money. And there's just ways to navigate that, that help the buyer in such a way that you wouldn't necessarily think of prior to that.
Yeah. There, if you've never seen a sales contract, they are long and there's a lot of little print. So
a lot of words.
Like when my wife and I went through it, and the realtor was like, oh, you can do this or you can do this. We can. Oh, yeah. You really like that? We can see if they'll just keep that in the house. So you don't have, I'm like,
you can do that?
All this? This is new to me. So it is very interesting what you can and cannot do. And then it seems like it's pretty broad open on what you can ask for as a buyer to a house and stuff. So
yeah. Yeah. I mean, things you may not want to necessarily put in the purchase agreement, but maybe it can be negotiated afterwards.
A little grayer, but we'll go with it. So what is, so I think the one thing that definitely helps you is your nursing background, just because as I think a lot of real estate agents say, this is, you're more like a psychiatrist sometimes and therapy person.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. So how have you seen that help you?
Well, it absolutely has helped me, because when you're a nurse, you have people who have a lot of emotions at the bedside. And so you quickly learn how to calm a room. And I think with real estate that has come to play more often than I thought it would, is calming a room and just calming emotions and just, you know, having a calm voice and talking to them just matter-of-factly, this is what's happening here, or this isn't a big deal. This is something that happens sometimes, and we just have to, you know, do X, Y, and Z to get over this hurdle, and it'll be fine, you know. So just calming a room and just knowing how to manage those emotions has helped.
It is a lot of emotions, especially when it comes to housing. I mean, it's one of those things that we see it is, you never know when you're going to catch somebody. All right. Hey, they're having to sell a parent's home because they passed, or they have to, older people have to downsize to go to a ranch because of their living ability. Or, hey, I just had a newborn. I need another bedroom.
Yeah.
So
there
is a lot.
Yeah. So that's one reason why I got my seniors real estate specialist certification, because I have that nursing background. I can help with those emotions and things like that. But it just is a place for me to give and still feel like that I'm helping people in a way more so than just buying or selling a house.
Yeah. So let's get into that. So what is this senior certification? What is it and how does it benefit them?
So it just gives me, a senior's real estate specialist has just a little more education helping people to move to a safer environment, whether that be with their parent or with their kids, or with their, maybe it's an assisted living facility, maybe it's a nursing home, maybe it's just a ranch with no stairs and their washer and dryer isn't in the basement, you know. But maybe it's just helping navigate that. And then also knowing that in my own family, I have some family members with dementia and Alzheimer's. And so I can also help navigate that as well. And I have a lot of resources, not just from real estate, but from my nursing background as well, that can help them get things that they are needed.
Yeah. And I'm telling this right now, we've dealt with it through my family. If you haven't been through something like that, you don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, my grandfather and grandmother, my grandfather mentally was there. Mm-hmm. Physically, his body was deteriorating. But my grandma was the opposite. Her body, she was great.
Yeah.
But her mind, she had dementia. And she just would walk out of the house. And so it became a big issue. But then to have the conversations and try to be like, look, you have to move.
Yeah.
You have to go to assisted living. You can't live like this.
Yeah.
that was hard, one, on my parents, which try and tell your parents.
Sure.
And so you watch it. And but I think with you having that background would definitely help to come in there and be the third party.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm telling this right now. If somebody's listening to this and you need that third party, contact Lori. And why I just said that, what's the best way somebody can get a hold of you?
So call or text is the best way to reach me, 317-501-2298. You can also email me at Lori@thestewarthomegroup.com. So Lori is spelled Lorie.
Yep, there you go. See, she knows how to spell her own name. Good job. All right. So you mentioned you're at the Stewart Home Group, and
yes.
I know we've had several of you guys on there. So did you start with them, or did you just jump, or did you find them later?
So that's an interesting question that you asked me, and people don't believe me when I say this, but I interviewed 47 agents and or brokers before I chose the Stewart Home Group. And I came back to the Stewart Home Group three times. And on the third visit, I decided to go with them. And I have not regretted it one bit. It's the absolute best fit for me. Our managing broker, Stephanie, is amazing. And she will do anything for her agents. And it's been great.
Okay. So we've all interviewed for jobs. So what made it stand out over the other 40?
Yeah.
What was the connection? How'd that work?
So, well, I didn't necessarily know what I wanted in an agency, but I knew what I didn't want. And so I was able to quickly cross people off my list when I heard certain things that I was like, okay, that's not for me. I'm big on being fair. I'm big on opportunity. I'm also, I can't stand when people nitpick or talk bad about people, mm-hmm. or backstab. And not that everybody else did that, but if I felt any sort of that, I was like, okay, this isn't for me. So I knew quickly, and I don't feel that at all.
Oh, that's awesome.
Where I'm at.
And that's one of those things that as you get, my wife and I have this concern, as you get older, it's not about the money. It's not that. It's about the environment, mm-hmm. and wanting to go to work.
Right.
As soon as you don't want to go to work, there's issues.
Yeah.
And I think this over your long, I mean, you were in the nursing for so long, and mm-hmm. then you're jumping to this. And you're like, look, I want something I'm going to feel comfortable with.
Right.
And that's awesome that they were able to do that. Mm-hmm. So how had they mentored you?
So Stephanie's great about having education, and we have lunch and learns probably every other week. We also have impromptu just meetings where, okay, there's a new document out, we need to learn about this, or just something new that's in the industry that we need to know about. And she's really good about making sure that we have all of the resources at our fingertips.
Yep. So is there a certain, when you got in and they're like, hey, words of wisdom. Is there anything that anybody gave you?
Stephanie encouraged me to be myself. And that's probably the best advice that she gave me, is just be who I am and be real and true to myself. And she's really good about allowing us to brand ourselves, which I've done that. My logo, if you've ever seen it, it says Lori Blythe, the real estate nurse. And so people are like, what does that even mean? And it's because I didn't really want to lose my identity as a nurse. I wanted to keep that. But then I've kind of branched off into that. And so with the seniors real estate specialist certification, I also give back a lot to the community in the senior citizens arena, and mostly in Morgan County, because that's where I live. But I do a lot with the Mooresville Senior Center. I'm now actually a board member there. I also volunteer at a senior retreat in Martinsville, which is an adult daycare for mostly dementia. I sponsor their live music once a month by having somebody sing and play guitar to them, which is amazing. I volunteer doing crafts there once a month. I also do bingo for the Mooresville Senior Center. I also sponsor movies once a month in Mooresville at the Mooresville Cinema, where seniors can come for free to watch a movie. They just bring a canned good that goes to the mission. And so I just do a lot of giving back to the community. I feel very blessed that I've been given this opportunity to make an impact. And I've always wanted to volunteer as a nurse, but I really didn't have the means or the time to do it, because 12-hour shifts, yep. You know, you just really don't get that opportunity. But now that I do, I thrive with that and I love it. It just feeds my soul.
That is awesome. Yeah. I mean, and I like that you found your niche.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of agents out there, even ones that have been out there for a while, they don't really have their niche.
Yeah.
You found yours and you know, you've found out, all right, this is where I'm going to go. Yeah. This is where I'm going to invest my time at. That's phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that I love first-time home buyers. They're amazing to work with because of the education piece mm-hmm. of it. But again, that comes back from my nursing. You know, I did a lot of education and it just kind of falls in there. But yeah, I really love the senior crowd.
Well, it's a nice thing is sometimes a niche can get the wrong thought process. As you were just saying, is when I say niche, some people are like, well, that's only who I'm. No.
No.
I might focal most of like 80% of my time there because that's where my business comes from now. But I'm also, hey, you want an investment property? I know some. You need a first-time home buyer? Let's go get you one.
Yeah.
Let's go do this. So sometimes a niche can get the bad thing. But guess what? A niche is just, My main priority is here to a point, but then I'm still going to take care of other people too.
Absolutely.
So I always like to ask some good questions. So let's put the real estate side apart. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about you. So if I take away your phone, you cannot work for 24 hours. What do we catch you doing for fun?
I'll probably be exercising. I am a personal trainer on the side too. I teach a fitness class, spin. It's a stationary bicycle.
Okay.
And so I teach that twice a week. And then I also have a few clients in the morning that I train. So exercise probably would be the thing that I would do. But yeah, take my phone away from me and I probably would freak out.
That's most people. Most times I add to that, after you get done and having a heart attack on the ground and you stand up. So what made you get in the spin classes and stuff?
Well, I started out with a personal trainer and had that personal trainer for 8 years before I got my own personal training certification. But just being in the gym and seeing, and somebody asked me to fill in one time and I did, and I thought, well, this is kind of fun. So I just kind of went with it.
Yeah. I think classes are the way to do it, because my wife was a personal trainer for a little while.
Yeah.
And she got tired of people not showing up and all this stuff. And it just irritated her so much. Yeah. She's like, I'm done with this.
Yeah. It doesn't really irritate me too much because I can usually fill in my gaps. If somebody cancels on me, I've got something else to fill that void mm-hmm. with real estate, especially because I can like, okay, I've got my computer here. I've got my phone. I can reach out to a few people. So that doesn't bother me so much.
So do you bike on the streets though?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I had a bike at one point and traffic scares me.
Yes. Well, some of those bikers scare me.
Yeah.
We'll be driving down the street and they'll be like, and I understand what they're doing. And I'm not going to, I don't try to also drive too close. So as soon as, but there are some dangerous roads at times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, can you move over? Choose a different path.
Yeah. I know. That's traffic just scared me too much. So no, I don't. I actually sold my road bike.
Which I don't blame you. Yeah. I mean, the way it's about 10 years ago, I think is about when it started taking off here in Indiana, and it just blew up. It's basically the way pickleball's blown up lately here. And you probably see a lot of that with your, that's what you need to sponsor is pickleball courts.
Pickleball. I've never played, but everybody says, oh, you need to. So maybe I will one day.
Just go out to a court, put up a sign. Hey, you want to talk real estate? I'm certified for seniors. they'll talk to you while they're not having to play.
Right.
But what was it? I brought my kids in during the summer last year, and they put a new park over here in Carmel. And I'm like, well, I'll take them over there for lunch, and they can go and play. They had a board with names. There was a long line. Pickleball court was filled with old. Like, wow, this is what retirement looks like nowadays.
Yeah. No, it's great, though. I love it.
No, it. I think One thing that I think COVID did to everybody is like you enjoy when you can go out and do stuff and be with people because being locked in your house is not fun.
No.
You can't even go. They didn't want you to go to the grocery store. So you're like, oh,
really?
Can't do anything. But now, especially with the elderly, I mean, they can get out. They can see their friends. They can go be active. And that's the biggest thing is being active at their age.
Exactly.
Because let's be honest, my parents are not the best of it. And hopefully they're not listening to this, but they're not as active since they retired. And I try to get them to be more, hey, go out, but they're not really sports people and stuff like I am, which weird, but it's the way it works.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get back a little bit more on the real estate side.
Okay.
All right. So where, how do you, I know you market for the senior citizens and everything. So do you use a CRM? Do you put them in there to follow up with them constantly? How do you keep pace with everybody?
So, I mean, I do have a database and a spreadsheet of people that is your sphere, my sphere. I do social media. I'm in front of them a lot. And I think that that's the biggest thing is I'm in front of them a lot. And these different events that I do help me to just, they recognize me. They're like, oh, there's Lori, you know, what you got for us today? I give away a lot of promo items, so chip clips and magnets that go on the refrigerator and bags and notepads and, you know, all the little trinkets that they love to pick up and keep. So,
oh, where's the good stuff? The cookies, the candy.
I have a little of that too.
Oh, okay. So when you mentioned social media, where is it mostly Facebook? Is it?
So Facebook and Instagram mostly. I do LinkedIn sometimes, but honestly, I'm more on Facebook than I am anything else.
So we're not going to see your dance moves and all that stuff?
You know, I will do that occasionally with my daughter. She's on the TikTok thing and we'll occasionally do one of those dances. But that was, no, that's not my thing. I'll do video and things like that for my listings and just things like that. But
so how old is your daughter?
She's 18.
Okay. So has she thought about doing real estate or what's she thinking?
So she's actually in cosmetology, going to be graduating from that this year as well as.
That's awesome.
Also from high school. So she's doing both at the same time. And so she'll graduate from both of them in May. And real estate, she started being my assistant. So she's helping me out a few hours a week, not very much, but it's not her first choice, but it may be a second.
Yep.
Or third.
It is interesting how many kids. Now, she didn't grow up with you doing it the whole time.
No.
But we watch it and they're like, no, I hate real estate.
Yeah.
I'm never going to do it. My parents were always doing
it. She hates that I'm on the phone all the time. She's like, you are always on your phone. I'm like, I know.
But in about 10 years, she'll be like, maybe I should do this real estate thing. So it is interesting how many come back to it and is like, oh, that was the right job. I just had to go try something different to realize it.
Yeah.
So is that your only kid? Or?
No, I've got, my son is 25 and he is an HVAC and, I've got a daughter-in-law now. So he just got recently married in last September. So,
oh, wow. Congrats.
So I've gained another daughter, which is great. And, so he does HVAC. And so I think that, you know, he's started doing some stuff on the side. So it's going to work out that I can, you know, obviously maybe refer some business to him too.
No. So what I really heard was, hey, look, if you're looking at selling a home or buying a home, you need an HVAC guy. She knows a guy.
I got a guy.
That makes it nice and easy.
Yeah.
Did he think about doing real estate or is he completely, he
no.
loves what he does.
Yeah. He really loves what he does. And he does plumbing too, but mostly HVAC is what his love is. And so, yeah, he does that and he's good at it.
That's good. I mean, and you still need the trades guys.
Yeah.
And not to mention, and that's the one thing I think our industry or our whole society has in there is like go to college, you can go do this. Well, you still need a guy to do some work around your house. You still need a plumber, you still need an electrician.
Right. Exactly.
So that's what my kids are young, so I've talked briefly about, but I don't push them any particular way, but right. I'm like, there's multiple options. Trades, lots you of can options. Make good job.
Absolutely.
As Mike Rowe would say.
Yep.
If that's Dirty Jobs guy, if nobody knows. Sometimes I throw out references. All right. So I'm going to ask Rick's favorite question.
Rick's favorite question. Yep. Okay.
What's your superpower?
I feel like that I can connect with people. I feel like I'm approachable, that I'm likable, and most people find me very trustworthy too.
No, you're not. No, it's fine.
No. So people that you know, like, and trust, you will do business with. And so that's what I try to be.
And that's huge, especially in real estate, because let's be honest, the house, more or less, for most people, is the biggest investment or purchase you're going to make your whole entire life. So if you don't trust that person, something's wrong.
Right.
So, and let's be honest though, most times, you don't know too many people when you're looking at selling or buying, working with them. You may know them a few weeks before the process even gets going.
Right.
So to be able to get people to trust you quickly is a huge issue to get.
Yeah. And I usually just tell them, you know, my story and, you know, that I was a nurse before I did this and just kind of tell them my thing. And they're like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. And then we usually find a connection. Somebody knows a nurse somewhere in their life.
No, nobody knows nurses. So I mentioned to ask you this question earlier. Mm-hmm. So I saw your little logo.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. So describe your logo so people who are not watching this cannot, because they can't see it.
So it's got my name in cursive, Lori Blythe. And then at the top, it's got a heartbeat that you would see on a EKG. Mm-hmm. And it's normal sinus rhythm. But at the very end, there's a little like house at the end of that normal sinus rhythm beat. And then underneath of it, it says the real estate nurse.
Yep. And what that really tells you is, guess what? It's not a straight line, so you're still living. Let's go buy a house.
I love that. A new tagline. So I always add to that, you know, I'm the realtor who truly cares mm-hmm. for her clients. So
that, I mean, and that's awesome, especially coming from your background. Yeah. I saw that and I was like, oh, that's awesome. Uh-huh. So great job on whoever marketed that to you, or if you thought of it on your own, great job.
I didn't think of it on my own. Kind of did. I actually was working with a logo person who helped me design it, and she just sort of jumped into my brain and pulled it out, and she came up with exactly what I was like thinking. So
yeah, you got to have artistic people sometimes, because I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
So if somebody's listening to this and they have questions about real estate or possibly moving their parents to a different facility or whatever they got, what's the best way they can get in touch with you?
The best way is by phone. You can call me or text me at 317-501-2298. I also have email, which is Lori@thestewarthomegroup.com.
All right. So now we'll get into the question of the week. And kind of curious on this one. Mm-hmm. What was your first car?
My first car was a two-toned blue Caprice Classic.
Okay. And
it was my grandpa. It was my grandpa's car, and he sold it to me. And it was my very first loan that I ever had, because they wanted me to help, you know, build my credit or whatever. My second car, however, was a white Cadillac that was longer than a building. And it had a shock that was broke on it. And we called it the land yacht because it was like really bouncy.
Yep. Yeah. Most people don't realize once the shocks will still somewhat work, but what happens is they lose the ability to hold up. So when you hit a bump, it just keeps going. So if you go down a bumpy road, you will be bouncing for a while.
Right. Yeah.
But it's good that your grandparent wanted you not just to do the loan. But it builds that you're helping pay for the car.
Yeah.
So it builds more of a sense of responsibility that you're going to help take care of this car instead of, let's be honest, we all have kids. We give them something and, oh, they love it for a couple seconds. And then next thing you know, it's destroyed.
Right.
So good job, grandparents.
Yeah.
So what do you drive now?
Right now I drive a Toyota 4Runner. So I've got a kind of a cool story. This is my second 4Runner that I've owned. I bought this one just last year. It's new. The other one that I bought was new also in 2004. still have it, and it's got 365,000 miles on it.
That's what I'm talking about. You're never going to, you can't sell me on Toyota because I've been sold for a long time.
I love them.
right now is I have 160K on it, and I'm going to knock on wood, but
yeah,
barely had to do any maintenance besides regular oil changes and yeah, stuff. I got a couple little things here and there, but nothing outrageous, and
yep,
it just keeps going. I want to keep it till my son can drive. I don't know mentally I'll be able to do that.
365,000 miles, maybe.
No. The car will last.
Yeah.
Mentally, I always like, man, do I want a new car? I want a new car. I want this or something. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, maybe I'll just get one a different, because my daughter's obsessed with Wranglers.
Uh-huh.
And I would like one, or a Gladiator,
sure,
which is the Wrangler truck. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just do that and just use that on the weekends, and it still drive the Toyota throughout the week. And I was like, that'll make it last longer, and then I could just give it, and it'd be cheaper than having to do anything else.
Right.
So, I know you're married. Mm-hmm. So, what does your husband do?
He works at Martin Marietta, which is a gravel pit, and he's worked there for almost 40 years.
So, not very long?
Not very long. He is, I think, counting down the days to retirement. But he's worked there for a lot of years.
So as soon as he retires, you're going to be like, all right, now you work for me. You're my assistant.
So he actually does a little bit to help me out, you know, with signs and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, I might put him to work a little bit more.
Yeah, nothing more than working at the house, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, go put these signs out, take some pictures. Let's go.
Yeah. No, we also have, my father-in-law has a 125-acre farm that we also do.
And oh, so wow.
That keeps him pretty busy.
Where's that at?
It's in Monrovia.
It's in Monrovia. Wow. Mm-hmm. Your whole family just there. So yeah. Can you even walk around town without people not knowing who you are?
I know a lot of people. It's great.
It's good for you, though.
Yeah.
So let's get into this. So do you, after you sell a home, or do you consistently do follow-up with people, or yeah, and how does that look?
Yeah, so I obviously send out like calendars every year, and you know that everybody puts on their refrigerators, the Colts magnets and things like that. But I also still do keep in contact with people just to see how they're doing, especially my elderly folks too, mm-hmm, because there's one that I moved into a nursing home, and so I go and visit her every so often, and just to check up on them and just to see that they're doing okay. Just keeping in touch.
Yep. I bet you they love that.
Oh, yeah. They do. I usually take them treats.
Oh, darn. So I got a corny joke, but do you call the people with dementia a little more often? Do you call them like once a week?
Maybe.
Just want to let you know.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to you forever.
Yeah.
That's one of those, what was that movie? 50 Dates with Adam Sandler or something like that? With Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
Where she loses her memory every night.
Oh, I think I've heard of it. I don't think I've seen it, though.
Oh, come on.
So movies, I like to watch them, except that, you know, the first 15 or 20 minutes, if I sit down, I'm usually asleep.
That's my wife. We do movie night every other Friday, and she'll be like completely, yeah, like, oh, well, maybe we're watching it. Why does it matter? You're going to fall asleep.
Right. You wake up the next day, and you're like, how'd that end?
Oh, I wasn't interested in none of the movies. But, hey. To each their own.
Right.
The kids enjoy it because we get candy and popcorn. So, all right. So, so what are you looking for towards the future? I know you started late in the career, mm-hmm, but what are you looking to start your own team? She's not leaving the Stewart Home Group right now, but maybe yeah, possibly, or are you just looking to just do what you're doing? And
no,
just...
I just want to continue doing what I'm doing. No lofty goals of having my own brokerage or anything like that. I just want to continue being me and doing help service the community that I am in. I've been asked to grow a team. I'm really just not interested in that. I just want to do me.
Yep. It's a lot more stress at a certain time. Like if you were 19, 20, I'd be like, all right, now that might be different. But once you get to, you're just like, I just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's easier just to do it this way.
It's part of the reason why when I was looking for brokerages, I knew what I didn't want. And that's what I just didn't want. I don't want to have to be on a team or have to be a team. I just want to be able to be me.
Yep. And you don't have to babysit. Your kids are out. You don't have to worry about them anymore. You don't want more kids.
Yeah.
All right. Any pets?
No pets. You know, it's funny. We had pets before we had kids, but when my last pet got hit by a car, it just was too much to deal with. And so we don't. But I have a grand dog now.
Oh. What type? You know,
it's a lab.
It's a lab? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our family was like, you can't go any. Like, if you get dogs or, yeah. I mean, I'm a cat person anyways, but my wife is not, so yeah. We get nothing. We got fish, and then we had a frog for a little while.
Yeah.
But you can fish, you can feed them, you can go on vacation, come back, feed them again.
Yeah, but they die really fast,
yes,
too.
at times,
we've
yes.
We've had fish over the years, too, and they usually die.
but it's like, oh, we got to go here. We got to go there. Oh, we got to go home and let dog out. We got to go. I'm like, that's just too much.
Right.
So I'm with you on the no pets right now.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go into more of the, what are you looking to do? Are you going to plan on doing real estate the whole entire time? Or are you going to retire at one point in time? Or are you just going to say, hey, look, I'll still be here for you, even after I retire.
You know, I think that's kind of where I'm going to be. I don't know, because it doesn't feel like a job, really. I'm just helping people. And so I don't see myself stopping to retire just because I can't. I don't know. I just feel like that I'll probably do this for as long as I'm able.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that stressful. It's a stressful job, but it's not overwhelming 9 to 5, right. 9 to 6 every single day.
You can make it what you want it to be. I mean, if you want to be busy, you can be busy, very busy. And if you need to be laid back, you can do that too.
Yep. And the nice thing is what Rick and I talked with people about is it's one of those jobs is once you do it for so long, then you start getting referrals. So you're not having to cold call a bunch of people and all that other stuff. You just get referrals. And let's get honest, once you get old enough, that might be just good enough where people just call you, hey, I'm ready to sell my home. All right, let's go do this.
Yeah.
I love stories, and we've all made mistakes, and
oh boy.
We all learn from mistakes. I mean, we've all had new jobs. So is there something you did when you first got in the business that you're like, man, I should have never done that?
Yeah. I it was my very first listing, as a matter of fact, and I got multiple offers on it, and one of the offers was $5,000 above the list price. And that was before multiple offers was really a thing. It was just a very
unique situation.
Yeah. So the agent, I put in a listing that washer and dryer does not stay. So in the purchase agreement, we looked it over and she snuck in washer and dryer in that it was going to be with. And so I didn't notice it until after we already signed. And I went back to my seller and I was like, I think I overlooked this. And I said, I just want to let you know, are you okay with letting this washer and dryer go? Well, she, of course, they weren't because it was brand new. They really wanted that washer and dryer. So I went to the agent and said, does your buyer absolutely have to have that washer and dryer? And she started laughing at me. And she was like, ha, 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 you missed that, didn't you? I guess you're buying them a washer and dryer. So I bought them a washer and dryer.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
Yeah. I always look at that now.
Yes. Hey, nobody likes making mistakes. But I will say this right now. The quickest way to learn is by making a mistake. And because you'll never make that mistake ever again
in
your life.
And I haven't.
But it's just one of those things. Like we've had last week, somebody was like, yeah, I went and wrote down the wrong number. They were selling a couple units at this place. They wrote down the wrong unit.
Oops.
And it's like, yeah. So it throws up. And they're like, so they had to do addendum and all that stuff. But it's like, things you just don't think about, and you're just going through the motion. Yeah. And then, but that's the nice thing with the Stewart Home Group is we've had a couple of you guys on there that they go through the contracts with you guys. And yes, let's be honest, we all make mistakes, but they go through it with you guys. And it's like, hey, this is this, keep an eye out on this, that type of stuff. But we still all.
Right. Yeah. We're human, right?
Yes. But both people liked it. They got their washer dryer and they got their new washer dryer courtesy of you.
Yeah, exactly.
So is there any good stories, good transaction that you've had?
I've had a lot of great transactions.
All right, let's hear a good story.
So, I've had I don't even know which one to choose, but I'm going to go with my first $1 million listing. That my client came to me. She actually was a spin class participant and came to me, and I didn't know that she lived in the house that she lived in. And when she reached out to me, I was like, oh yeah, go ahead and give me your address. And she was like, oh, I thought you knew where I live. And I said, no, I don't. So anyway, I went to her house. I was like, oh, this is where you live. Anyway, it beautiful house. And so I listed that. And so that was my first $1 million listing. And before we sold it, I helped them buy another house that was that much or more.
Normally people stay in that realm. So congrats.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool that I had no idea that she lived in a house like that. And it was just, I was very honored that she chose me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So I know you're not from the whole Indianapolis area, so I'm kind of curious. When somebody comes to visit you in your place, what type of restaurant do you go to there? What's your favorite?
Lori's Kitchen. I don't eat out a lot. So I guess if we're going to do anything eating out, I usually choose one of the local Mexican restaurants. But I really like to cook and eat at home or have... My husband, he likes to grill and smoke meat, and so we'll do something like that. But I like just our home-cooked food.
So what's your favorite thing to make at home?
My favorite thing, I like a lot of different things, but I really love my husband's brisket that he smokes on the smoker. So that's pretty good.
If you have not had him smoked like that, you don't realize, because I don't have a smoker right now. I don't have the time with two young kids, but my neighbor does. And so he'll send some over. So oh my goodness. It is a game changer.
Yeah.
So if you have the opportunity, do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good.
All right, Lori. So if somebody's listening to this and they want to come to your house for some smoked brisket, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So they can call me or text me at 317-501-2298. They can also find me on social media. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm also have an email address, Lori@thestewarthomegroup.com.
All right. And to get a hold of Rick or I, just go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That is hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Lori, thank you for joining us on our show. It's been a pleasure having you on.
And thanks for inviting me.
I'd like to have you and see how your career continues taking off.
Yeah.
And see how everybody just loves you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittens, NMLS number 664589. Ina Arnold, NMLS number 2995469. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply.